So I'm a Stephanie Mercedes. I'm Argentinian, but I live here in New York. And this is a performance that when I did it, I honestly did not think we were going to be talking about it right now. Just because I did it in September of 2015. And so when I did the performance, Donald Trump was a GOP candidate. And I had absolutely, I thought that maybe I would still be talking about the performance, but not on the same level. And I do work in performance, I often work in video, and my work is always in a history of arte de acción, or public intervention work. And so this piece that I did is called Flores para Trump, so Flowers for Trump. And the piece was made in reaction because Donald Trump asked for flowers and a thank you note from the American people in September of 2015. And I read it on Twitter and I thought, oh my God, this is a little bit insane. Why does Donald Trump want flowers from the American people? And I'm also part of a non-for-profit in New York, which is called Make the Road, which is a Latino nonprofit. And so I worked with the organization, and what we thought is we should give Donald Trump exactly what he wants. And so we collected 1,000 yellow dahlias because they're the national flower of Mexico, and also because a yellow dahlia is a dahlia that is not a natural dahlia. It has to suffocate in order to actually turn yellow. So there's something kind of beautiful, and there's sort of like a sense of false hope with the flowers. And then we collected 1,000 different notes from different Latino immigrants that thanks Donald Trump, so saying, thank you, Donald Trump, so much for forcing us to have conversations that we would never would have had, in a combination of Spanish and English. Another thank you note said, thank you, Donald Trump. You are the storm and we are progress. And so the idea was turning individual people who were Latinos, who Donald Trump was talking about importing, and really kind of turning him into something that was individual rather than just, you know, a general blob of Latino people. And so what I ended up doing was I ended up giving or attempting to give Donald Trump the dahlias, all of the dahlias, while he was doing a tax reform speech in Midtown Manhattan. And quite obviously, I was not able to give him the flowers. It turned out they didn't really like that very much. Actually, at one point, they were like, you know what? I think you need to use the maid's door. And so needless to say, I did not use the maid's door. But what did happen is that I attempted to enter into Midtown and give him the flowers, but it was completely impossible. And what was really interesting and something that I'm always fascinated in my work is that the reaction of the performance and the way it went viral on both the left and the right wing news became gave the performance its own life. So the performance has been reviewed by Breitbart, which is now, the head of Breitbart is now in power, as we all know, here in the White House, by the Border Patrol, by Huffington Post, by Latino contemporary arts magazines, which were much more critical. So it was a combination of both the left and the right wing. And, you know, it was shown on Fox News. So what I thought was really more than anything else, the reception of the performance that kind of translated it and gave it its own life through the media, through both a very left and right-wing perspective, kind of allowed people to start tweeting, say, yes, we should give Donald Trump flowers. And that kind of gave it its own life of its own that's still continuing today. And more than anything else, I thought this performance was very important because it also advocates for a politics of hope. So rather than thinking about ways of creating resistance and ways of presenting resistance through a negative or a dystopic lens, no, the idea is really to break that cycle and to be presenting something that is a very kind gesture. To give flowers is not aggressive whatsoever, and that's kind of the opposite of Donald Trump. So to attempt to give something that's very kind and sweet and to allow that to promote another reaction. And that's the piece. That's the work. Do you guys have any questions?
Any questions?
Yes.
Oh yeah, so the performance immediately got picked up by TMZ because I purposely did the performance while Donald Trump was giving his tax reform speech. And so one version is a live version and the other version is a studio version. So something, of course, that becomes very important is when a work becomes sort of passed through the media so much, it turns into an abstraction. So rather than thinking about what happened in the live moment, it becomes an abstraction of the idea. So what I wanted to do when rethinking about the performance was to reimagine it. What was the performance like live? What was the reception of the performance? How does it exist and still exist? And how is it circulating online through the news, through the media? And what does an abstraction of that performance look like, which is the studio, which is a studio video in which I'm just struggling against an outside force and attempting to simply give flowers.